Oh, fuck. Oh, no, shit, fuck. Do you want to maybe... I don't know. Should we just start?
Yeah, we should start.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to the show. ignore that banner. Just a minute ago. It's LFM.
we've all just heard our voices coming through. We didn't realise the mic was on, and we've just... Yeah, we could hear ourselves laughing at ourselves now as well.
I'm going to turn it off in the background.
Yeah, it's a bit distracting. Anyway, so you're listening to LFM. The date is the 7th of August, 2008. And later on we have... Well, what's going on later on?
We've got a pre-recorded set by Senk Akol, who's Istanbul-born, and migrates to and from Melbourne, noise artist, and we have, crikey, got the cat climbing up on me. We're going to have the Name That Theme competition, second instalment thereof, and some classics. That's what they're billed as. Yeah, a bit of classical music to finish the evening. Before that, my mind's gone completely blank. I'm not in the best of health, and my doctor prescribed me with a list of painkillers as long as my arm, and so I'm a bit slow this evening. I'll apologise now.
Could you possibly let Joe in? I think he's just outside. Cool, sorry. Okay, but before that, we have DJ Mucha, who will be on at 8:30. But first of all, we have Cheap Machines. Here's a brief introduction he's sent. This is the official Cheap Machines blurb. Philip Julian has been an active part of the experimental music underground since the late 1990s, recording various works under the name Cheap Machines, which operates at the interface between noise, electronics, generative software, field recordings, tape music, and long-form drones. Recordings are semi/improvised, using concept microphones, amplified metal objects, domestic radio receivers, instrument effect pedals, environmental found sound, tape loops, damaged electrical devices, analog synthesizers, feedback from various sources, turntables, prepared vinyl. Traditional instruments such as guitar, organ, and tuned metal instruments, gong, cymbals, prayer bowls, have also been used as part of the recording process. He's also created various computer-based works using software environments such as Mac, MSP, SuperCollider, Pure Data, and also the open source GNU Linux operating system Debian and the related Pure Dyne distribution. It's a bit of a mouthful, all of that. But in front of us today, I can see if I'm peering over his shoulder, it seems to be quite... is that a loop sampler you have there?
It's just using running feedback off itself. It's not actually got any samples on it.
Okay, and also some pedals as well. But hopefully we'll get him to part with a bit more information about how he's going about this later on. So in the meantime, this is Cheap Machines. Do you want to give us a little test? That was Cheap Machines. Thank you very much, Phil. So would you like to give our listeners a little idea of kind of what it was you were doing? We could build it on kind of loops on the spot.
Yeah, it was all pretty much live sampling, using contact mics and bits and pieces, pretty much.
All right.
I've got the sampler, it's got nothing on it, it's just for their feedback from an in to an out. Yeah, effectively that was how I was building stuff up.
Great. Do you have any gigs coming up soon?
No, actually this is the last one for a little while. There's not actually anything coming up now for the foreseeable, actually. So, yeah. always open to offers, however.
But if in the meantime, if people would like to hear more of your stuff, where can they go?
If you go to the main website, which is cmx.org.uk, there's a live archive on there, and also there's some of the older releases which are now out of print or sold out, whatever. You can download them for free.
Oh,
so if you want to hear any more, there's loads on there for you to listen to.
In fact, I think a friend of mine has got a Cheap Machines record that he stole from somebody. it's kind of I won't say who it was and who stole it from, but he was in some bar in, I think it's in Old Street, about kind of 5 years ago. Or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he just, I don't endorse or agree with the story. You should never steal records of people ever for any reason. But he just thought it would be, I think it's kind of drunk, that it would be funny to steal someone's record. If it turns out we did. And a Cheap Machines record.
All right. That's good. I've not heard that story before.
But, you know, so it's good enough to steal, I suppose.
Cool. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I think it was on display on the wall of his kind of old flat.
Steal it while it was playing, while the DJ had gone down to get his next record.
And just put the needle on the slip.
it may be someone just trying to get rid of it. Just take it off.
Well, no, it was on display in his flat for quite a while. He
looked
at a nail through the centre and it's hung on the wall. So there you go, it's a bit of a link there.
Good stuff, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem, thank you.